So as I was thinking about what God wanted me to share with you guys, he really put it on my heart just to encourage you. God honors the step of faith. And I just want to share a few short stories of testimony of how God has faithfully honored my steps of faith. So this time about a year ago, I was living here at home. I was in a season of transition, thinking about moving to Germany, but I didn't have a lot of money to make a move. I didn't have a job there. I didn't have a place to live. I didn't have a work visa. Humanly speaking, a lot of things were stacked against that. And I remember one morning I was just talking to God about it and asking, hey, what do you really think about this? And he said, go for it. So God gave me faith. Faith is a gift of the Spirit. And he gave me faith to step out and make that move, and totally honored it. I found this beautifully furnished room in a Christian shared flat for right at the price I was looking for. A week before I moved to Leipzig, the biggest music school in Leipzig contacted me and said, hey, can you come next week for an interview? We have an opening. I got a work visa seamlessly. It just, on and on, God's provision. Fast forward to May 20th, and yeah, okay, God honors the step of faith, just in case you forgot. Lars took a big step of faith and asked me to be his wife. This is my German fiance, a wonderful man of God. Can't wait to marry him. And we are so thankful for God's provision as we plan a wedding, prepare for marriage, and move into a new home together. Even that is a story of God's provision, the apartment that we will be able to move into. So, yeah, God honors that step of faith. And another area that I've been called to step out in faith is starting to work part-time with a ministry for artists and musicians called Crescendo. And I first encountered, this is a ministry under the umbrella of CRU, former Campus Crusade for Christ. And I first encountered the magic of Crescendo at the Crescendo Summer Institute 5 years ago. I've been teaching there. It's a 2-week intensive music course for about university level students. And it's a mixture of students who don't yet know the Lord and people who do coming. And it's just this incredible, authentic Christian community. And I've witnessed people come to know the Lord there, and I'm just so passionate about it. There's a picture from this past August. My parents are in there somewhere, too. They came this year. This was our small group from this past summer. My parents led the small group. And just want to tell you about one guy in there. He's a bassoonist from California. And he opened up in the small group and said, actually, I come from a Muslim background, but I'm an atheist. But I chose to come back here the second time this year because I felt so encouraged, and I felt just such an open atmosphere here. And he for sure heard the gospel. And we are, yeah, certain that God is working in his life. So throughout this past year, I sensed God's call, join this ministry. And on my heart is to bring this to China. I would love to pioneer Crescendo Summer Institute in China. For those of you who don't know, I lived there for 2 years. It holds a very special place in my heart. And so God's amazing in just setting up divine appointments that are so helpful in making this process come to life. That's one of the key players in the works for that. And as well, I'm living in Leipzig, Germany. That's in East Germany. And I dream of seeing God's kingdom come in artists, through artists. And I mean that in the broad sense of the arts, not just painting. And it's an adventure. I don't know. We're pioneering this. I don't know what it's going to be. But I've sensed God's call, and I'm stepping out in faith. And yeah, for me, this is also a step of faith because this is an organization where you have to raise support to do it, something I always told myself I will never do. But I've learned time and again that when God calls you to do something, do it, and he's going to honor it. If you want to hear more about that, if God puts on your heart, support me. Just talk to me after the service. One final thing, just to encourage you. If there's that, like, we all have steps of faith to take, whether it's just going to the neighbor next door or flying across the globe, so it's not anything specific to me. And I just want to encourage you, if God's been nudging you, take that step of faith, because he honors the step of faith.